This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
New developments to tell you about in the shooting of two police officers during last week's protest in Ferguson, Missouri. 20-year-old Jeffrey Williams has been arrested and is now being held on bond, charged with two counts of first-degree assault.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Monday, March 16, 2015. The Tom Joyner Morning Show tour continues. We are in Columbus, Georgia. Happy birthday to Dr. Keith Ashby and happy belated birthday to Reach Media's own Marla Bain. As you heard, a 20-year-old man has been charged with shooting two police officers watching over a demonstration outside the Ferguson Police Department, attending a protest there earlier that night. And he told investigators that he was not targeting the officers. The St. Louis County Prosecutor, the infamous Robert McCullough, says that Jeffrey Williams told authorities that he was firing at someone at whom he was in a dispute or with whom he was in a dispute, not at the police officers. They say they're not completely buying that part of it. However, there may have been other people in the vehicle with Williams. He is charged with two counts of first-degree assault, one count of firing a weapon from a vehicle, and three counts of armed criminal action.
He says the guy who's been arrested for the shooting and admitted that he did the shooting. Mm-hmm. He says that someone was trying to rob him,
and he was.
He was trying to stop. And somehow his gun shot the officer in the face and shot the officer in the shoulder.
That's one of the stories that has come out of this, Tom, and so we're waiting to find out, first of all, if this is the person, and secondly, what the story really is.
Did you see the students who are on spring break who are going to
Ferguson?
That was
my next story, yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, students from across the country have been spending their spring breaks helping them clean things up in the Ferguson, Missouri community. Amongst all of the property damage, the riots there that they have endured since the shooting of Michael Brown, some college students have used their spring breaks to help rebuild the community and promote civic engagement. And so this is a part of a five-week program created by civic leaders and activists from Ferguson, inviting students from across the nation to help rebuild the city by addressing their unmet social needs. And this program was started on March 7th and will go through April 11th.
It includes voter education and registration, community beautification, food share collection, distribution, assisting local businesses. That's great, huh?
Very good. The NCAA tournament, we are down here in March Madness country in Kentucky against the world. And they're asking who can stop the Wildcats. I think we know the answer to that.
We know who can stop the Wildcats.
We're looking at him. His name is in the jingle. And looking to become the first team to complete an undefeated season since Bobby Knight and the University of Indiana team pulled the remarkable feat 39 years ago. Kentucky is 34-0, announced as the tournament's number one overall seed Sunday night.
Thank you.
Now, we are in Georgia.
You're welcome.
And here's what happened when one coach was so excited about the outcome of finding out they're going to make the trip to the NCAA tournament. Georgia State has not been to the NCAAs in 13 years, and Ron Hunter was a little out of practice. He tore his Achilles tendon in his left leg as he jumped off the bench to celebrate. They're winning
that
the finals.
With a Chicago player, didn't it?
Yeah, but this is a coach.
This is a coach. He got caught up.
This is a coach.
He tore his Achilles tendon
in the tournament in New Orleans yesterday. So he's going to have some work done on his leg as the team goes on to the NCAAs. Those are your headlines.
The second number for the first cabin for three people comes up at the top of the hour. The third and final number at the bottom of next hour. Then I give you the number to call. First caller wins with the correct cabin number. 16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.